This is Cisco Chat Podcast. Each episode features Cisco experts discussing the latest technology topics from around the globe. As always, check out the show notes for links to more on today's topic.
Well, thank you, everyone, and welcome to Cisco Live. We're here doing a podcast on Cisco's SD Access solution. My name is Bill Rubino, and I am the marketing manager for Enterprise Solution. And I want to get my colleagues to introduce themselves. Will you take it away?
So I'm Rohan Grover. I'm director of product management for Enterprise Networks, primarily focusing on all of our software innovations and SD Access.
And my name is Henning Bulken. I'm a network engineer at the Jade Hochschule in Germany.
Thank you both. Just want to also mention that Henning is also one of the featured technical speakers at some of the Cisco Live breakout sessions here as well. So let's start talking about SD Access. Rohan, why don't you tell me a little bit about, in terms of how the network has changed over the past few years and some of the challenges that we're seeing within the network space?
Sure. So enterprise networks in the last few years have become increasingly complex. And the reasons they're becoming more complex is that you're getting more and more devices on enterprise networks. And these are not just user devices anymore. So it's not just laptops. It's now mobile devices. So mobility is a big, big thing. And it's also this new trend of IoT devices. Right? So when you're getting all of these different type of devices on your network, segmentation, which was always a problem, is becoming even more complicated.
Yeah, so the growth of these devices just adds to that complex in terms of segmenting these out within the network as well.
Correct. And then you have the operational complexity of managing these networks. Like so far, you know, pretty much all of our enterprise customers have been doing this very manually with CLI, and we've seen that the operational costs of doing this are huge.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about how Cisco can solve this problem.
Right, so we decided to take like fundamentally different approach to solving the problem. So we want to solve the problem of segmentation, we want to solve the problem of automation, and we also want to solve the problem of troubleshooting and monitoring. So we built a solution which we call software-defined access, which really takes an approach of treating the network as a single thing, which we call a fabric. And we added technologies into that fabric to make this really simple. And then we add the automation layer for workflows that you can do with a few clicks. And this whole thing, so the campus fabric with the DNA center controller makes up the software-defined access solution.
Okay. So could you give me a little bit in terms of how do customers benefit from this? Obviously, it's going to address the growth and all these other devices. Is there anything specific from benefits that you want to touch on?
Just the amount of time savings that IT gets is phenomenal. So we've had about 30 customers who have deployed software-defined access so far, and we've only been generally available for a couple of months.
Okay.
And the biggest benefit that customers have said that it makes my segmentation really simple, and I can deploy this in a couple of days versus taking weeks in the previous way of doing it.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. So let's try to get a customer perspective. Henning, why don't you tell us, you've just recently deployed SD Access. Why don't you tell us in terms about why you chose Cisco, and let's talk a little bit about your experience with what you've deployed as well.
Okay. We deployed the system. It's a very fresh installation. We did it last week.
Okay.
We had to redesign our campus network in the last year, and it was a little bit too easy for SD Access. We heard about SD Access in the very beginning of the last year, and so we tried to buy our new stuff with the SD Access SD Access compatible, so we can make the installation in the last summer, and had the opportunity to change our installation to SD Access.
Okay.
That was, the most interesting
part. And so can you discuss, have you benefited in terms of what we're talking about in terms of the time saving? Have you benefited from that?
Yeah. It's a very complex technology.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of testing with Campus Fabric in the beginning of the year, and we said, it's interesting, but with a small team, we can do it. We can't do it without any automation. So SDAccess and DNA Center is for us the only way to do such a complex network with such great benefits like security for yeah, such a small team in a very small university.
Yeah. Is there anything you can comment in terms of how you would have deployed this in the past and the time savings that you've seen in terms of this deployment now with SDAccess?
Yeah, we made a very, very, very simple deployment in the past because we have not the time to do much automation, to write a lot of scripts, to do
So you're doing scripts and you're doing CLI.
Yeah, we only do CLI at the last in the last 10 years or so.
Yeah.
So.
And so with SDAccess now you can do a much larger deployment because
and a more complex deployment because
of the time savings that you're gathering from this as well. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I think one really interesting thing about the deployment that they've done is they started off with the CLI-based campus fabric, which we released a few months ago. And they saw the technology, they liked it, but as he said, they found it complicated. And now with the introduction of DNA Center, they've seen the automated workflows and the benefits they get with all of that automation and single-click provisioning.
Oh, that's great.
That's right.
That's great.
Yeah.
In terms of, so when you look towards the future, what do you think in terms of how you're going to see your network grow and how is this going to help you?
Yeah, at the moment we have a very, very, very small part in one building because we have only two days of for the installation. I hope at the end of February we have the first building on our campus in Wilhelmshaven and try to grow over the next three buildings on our campus in Wilhelmshaven. And the whole Jade Hochschule, we have three locations, one in Wilhelmshaven, one in Oldenburg, and one in Elsfleth. And we try to expand the SDAccess over these three locations.
Okay, so a multi-building deployment is what you're looking at. That's
and a multi-location.
Multi-location, yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. So Rohan, let me talk. I mean, I worked with you and your group. I know you guys are always busy. And you keep me busy as well for marketing this. So tell me about what do you have plans for the future? What's coming up for SDAccess in terms of some of the additional innovation that Cisco is applying to this?
Definitely. So we're doing a lot of work and keeping you busy.
Yes.
So one of the key things that we want to do is a lot of customers have deployed SDAccess like the university in a single site in a few buildings. And now they're looking to expand to multiple sites. So we have this concept of SDA multi-site, SDAccess multi-site, where with a few clicks you can connect disparate sites across a metro network like in a single city and get it up and running with the same pane of glass with DNA Center. This is going to vastly simplify deployment that span across sites. And the other really interesting innovation that I want to talk to you about is SDAccess for the extended enterprise. We have lots of customers who are looking at IoT deployments, manufacturing deployments, and how can we extend SDAccess to factory floors, manufacturing floors, where they have all of these legacy switches that are not conducive to doing software-defined work.
Wow, that's pretty exciting. So that's innovation. We're just continuing on with SDAccess to really help people improve things, help in terms of the deployment and the downtime so you can benefit from this and do more complex deployments but within less time. So that's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, both for participating today. If you want to hear more about Cisco's SDAccess, please go to www.cisco.com/go/SDA. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.